Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is smile. S-M-I-L-E.
Really?
You bet your life. It's Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, a comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers. The dealers who have on display the outstanding DeSoto Automatic with fully automatic power flight transmission and the all-new Plymouth, your best buy in the low-price field. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
What a grisly name. Oh, that's me. Well, here I am again with $1,500 for one of our couples.
Well, Groucho, we have a young married couple for you tonight. And when you meet them, I think you'll understand why I invited them to the show tonight. They're sort of special guests. So, Mr. and Mrs. Bob Mathias, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
Hello.
Well, welcome, kids, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and take home an extra $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. and Mrs. Bob Mathias, well, the stool I'm sitting on is just like 42nd Street and Broadway. Sooner or later, the whole world passes by your door, like Port Said. In case there's anybody who doesn't recognize him, this fellow happens to be the greatest all-around athlete of our time. He's the male Babe Richardson. This year's Jim Thorpe. You don't believe me, I'll ask Mrs. Mathias, isn't he?
Sure, yes.
Well, that proves it. What's your first name, Mrs. Mathias?
Melba.
Melba. Obviously, you're the toast of California. How long have you been married, Melba?
Oh, about 8.5 months, Groucho.
Mm-hmm. But you knew all about him when he was doing all that jumping and running, huh?
That's right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, since you caught him, I'd say you were the greatest athlete of our time. How old are you, Bob?
23, Groucho.
Well, you're a pretty big fella, huh? How big are you?
Well, I'm 6'3", mm-hmm. 205 pounds.
And what do you weigh, Melba?
About 118.
He's twice as big as you are. Did he scare you?
No.
It was always that way, ever since Samson and Delilah. He's probably planning to get my hair cut any day now. How'd you meet Bob? Do you remember the very first time you saw him?
Oh, yes, sir. He was on the cover of Life magazine.
What did you do? Ask him to get off so you could read it? Well, how did you actually meet him?
Well, it was at Stanford University. I was going around the corner, and he was coming from the opposite direction. And we bumped into one another, and he knocked me down and said, excuse me, and picked me up and went on.
And that's all he did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Probably shows more sympathy when he knocks down a high hurdle. How about Bob's athletic victories? What are some of his achievements, man?
Well, I think two of his greatest was...
Daring you, I think.
Thank you. Was during the last two Olympics in 48 and 52. He won the decathlon event both years. And in 52, he set a world and Olympic record and amassed the most points for the event.
Have you always been athletic, Bob?
No, I haven't. When I was 13, I was anemic. I was tired and weak and a 90-pound weakling.
You were tired and run down at the age of 13?
Yes, sir.
Took me 40 years to get in that condition. Well, how did you change from this miserable little crawfish into the legendary athlete?
Well, my father is an Indian surgeon, a doctor, and he prescribed lots of rest, the proper foods, and gave me iron shots to build back my blood. Mm-hmm.
What is your ambition, Bob? Are you still continuing your athletic career?
Well, I took up golf about five months ago.
Golf? Say, you really have a high ambition, huh? You want to be president, huh? What is your best score at golf?
85.
85. Well, we're about the same there. Is that for 18 holes or 9?
18, I'm afraid.
18, huh? Well, minus for 3 holes. That's a cheating, huh? What are your plans for the immediate future, Bob? Are you in training for the next Olympics?
No, I'm not. I'm through with track and field, but right now we're getting ready to make a motion picture called The Bob Mathias Story, a picture about my life.
Who's going to play the part of Bob Mathias?
I am.
Could you use me as a 13-year-old? Are you going to play yourself in the picture?
Yes, I am.
Well, no one ever plays himself in a Hollywood movie. I should think the part would call for a real brawny type like Clifton Webb. Freddie Bartholomew. What happens when the picture's over? What are you going to do?
After the picture, I go into the United States Marine Corps for 2 years.
Oh. Well, in that case, my congratulations to the Marine Corps. Huh? They're certainly getting a one-man army. Well, I've certainly enjoyed meeting you two. It'd be nice if all the American couples looked like you two. Beautiful girl and a handsome athlete.
Thank you very much.
And here I am. Well, let's see how much money you can win. You're going to play your bet your life. We start you off with a bankroll of $100. You're both college students, so you ought to be pretty smart. Every time you miss a question, you lose half of whatever your bankroll amounts to at the time. You're entitled to 4 questions, but you can quit any time you feel you've won more than the other couples. Clear?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You select a general information quiz. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is.
70.
Is that all right with you?
That's fine.
What was the name of the celebrated French line of fortifications along the German frontier?
Maginot. Is that the Maginot line?
Maginot line.
Maginot line.
Enough, yes.
You're on your way. Your bankroll is now $170.
Now what do you want to try?
60?
We'll try 60.
60. What do the following have in common? Kohinoor, Great Mogul, and Hope. Kohinoor, Great Mogul, and Hope. They're all the same. They have different names. You don't know, guess.
Comedians.
Well, there's a Hope comedian. I don't know any Kohinoor, though, or Great Mogul. Well, they're all famous diamonds.
Well, you lost half your bankroll, so you still have $85.
All right, now what do you want to try?
$80.
What do you associate with words cumulus, stratus, and cirrus? I believe that's how you do it.
Clouds.
Clouds is good enough. Don't go any further.
Your bankroll is now $165.
Now what do you want to try? Here's your last chance to beat the other couple.
$90.
$90. This is the last hurdle. Whose picture is on the regular issue of the 3-cent stamp? You don't know
Jefferson.
Jefferson.
That's right, Jefferson. You gave me a heart attack. Thanks and good luck from the Dota Plymouth dealer.
And you wind up with a total of $255.
This year, DeSoto is automatic with power flight drive that's the best.
Just the turn of a key and you're ready to breathe. No clutch and no shifting, just drive as you please.
DeSoto has beauty that's clean and modern.
Both inside and out, it's a dream.
For the finest car yet, you should drive, you should get the DeSoto automatic.
Yes, drive a new DeSoto automatic, equipped with PowerFlight, America's finest fully automatic transmission. You'll find driving is easier and far less tiring because DeSoto's fully automatic PowerFlight transmission was designed to carry out your sudden orders quickly, smoothly, quietly. So for a new driving thrill, drive a new DeSoto automatic with PowerFlight. And if it's power you're looking for, get behind the wheel of a DeSoto Fire Dome. The mighty Fire Dome 170 horsepower V8 engine gives you all the power you can possibly use at the touch of a toe, ready to perform the instant you call on. Visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealer tomorrow and treat yourself to the beauty and luxury of a new DeSoto automatic. Available in 2 great series, the mighty 170 horsepower Fire Dome 8 and the superb Power Master 6. Remember, DeSoto puts you ahead automatically.
Thank you. All right, George, who's next?
We invited some business women to the show tonight, Groucho, and just before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Mrs. Lindy Jamel to be your guest. Her partner is a businessman, Mr. C.W. Wiggles. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, to You Bet Your Life. Say the sacred word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Lindy Jamel. Let's start with you. Where is your home, Lindy?
Well, I came from Stigney, Iowa.
Stigney, Iowa?
Stigney, Iowa. That's an Indian chieftain's name.
What sort of work do you do, Mrs. Jamel?
Well, I have a foster priest.
I didn't ask you where you were frozen, Mrs. Jamel. I just was interested to know what sort of work you do.
Oh, you mean what the foster priest is? Well, we're an small independent business.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 200 stores in the state of California.
A small independent business?
Small independent business. 200 stores in the state of California.
What do you consider a large business?
Well, larger than the little store I operate.
The Treasury Department? What is the stuff good for? Do you rub it on your chest when you have a cold?
Oh, no, it's food. It's the most delicious and healthy food there is. We have chocolate, strawberry, chocolate ripple.
And who are you again?
I'm C.W. Wiggle.
That's an odd name. Setting you a new twiddle. It sounds like an English name, is it?
No, it is not, Groucho. It's Swiss origin.
Swiss?
That's right.
Can you yodel?
No, I cannot.
I ask all Swiss people if they can yodel, because it's commonly accepted that they can all yodel. Huh? What is your full name, Mr. Wiggle?
C. Wilbert Wiggle.
I'd rather see Marilyn Wiggle if I don't know. However, go ahead. I'd be glad to see Wilbert Wiggle. Wilbert, is it?
That's right.
I'm sure you must be kidding about your name, eh?
Yes, I do, Groucho.
You must be in many wisecracks. What are some of those you hear?
Why, when I was a kid in school, the teacher in school called me Wiggle by name and Wiggle by nature, and then as I grew up and put on this weight, why, everybody called me Wee Willie Wiggle.
Mm-hmm. What sort of job do you do, Wiggle, or have?
I am district manager for the National Federation of Independent Business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's an organization of...
Do you ever drop in on Linda here?
I haven't as yet, but probably I will after the show. What we do is call on these businessmen.
Are you married? You're married.
Oh, yes, I'm married.
Would you take your wife with you when you went to visit?
My wife is always with me. She's right up in the audience right now.
Would she go with you to the Foster Freeze place?
Oh, certainly, at all times.
Mm-hmm. Apparently she's on to you, huh? Oh, well, but I'm all in favor of the small businessman. I think they're a very necessary and essential part of our economy. And after the show, we'll all have a fourth to freeze, shall we? Yeah?
That's right.
Followed by a chaser of antifreeze. All right, now let's play You Bet Your Life. We start you off with a bankroll of $100. You try to build it up by answering four questions. Every time you miss one, you lose half your bankroll.
In the race for the $1,500, the first couple won $255, and the secret word is smile.
You select the food quiz, and remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, which question do you want to start with?
The negative
2. Okay, the negative 40.
40. Okay, if the meat from a sheep is called mutton, what do you call meat from a calf?
Veal.
That is right.
You now have $140.
Now, what do you want to try?
51 or the 31?
50.
All right, we'll try the 50, Grosser.
50? What kind of a fruit is a royal ham?
That's a cherry.
That is right. Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right.
Your bankroll is now $190.
Let's try a 30 this time.
A 30?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call the heart, liver, and gizzard of poultry? Talk it over.
Entrails?
Well, it's giblets. Here's your last chance to beat the other couple.
Well, you've lost half your bankroll, so you have $95.
You have $95. Now, you can quit or go ahead.
No, we'll go on.
Okay. What do you want?
This one.
$100 one, $10, $16.
My heart
wants to create
$20.
$20 or $60?
$60. A popular Japanese alcoholic beverage is made from rice. What is it called?
Sake?
That is right. Sake is right. Thanks and good luck, Minnesota Plymouth Deal.
And you wind up with $155.
George, who's next?
Well, Groucho, we invited some dog show judges to our program tonight. And before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Donya Klein to be on the show. And her partner is a visitor from the Middle West, Mr. Louis Menke. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. Something, it's a common word. Something you always have with you. I've been saying this for 7 years, and I still can't say it. Mrs. Donya Klein and Mr. Louis Menke, eh? Mrs. Klein, you're a dog show judge?
Yes.
Well, don't be nervous. I won't bite. Louis Menke, eh? Menke.
Yes, sir, that's me.
You're a dog judge?
No, I'm just a farmer.
Oh, farmer. Pig judge, eh?
Well, I'm a pretty good judge of pigs, yes.
Oh. Well, don't look at me, eh?
I still have a good dog, though.
You have?
Oh, yeah. We keep one good dog. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Mr. Marks, I say a good dog is worth $1,000 on a farm. I'll tell you why. If I'd have a dog down in my cellar and my house would go fire, he'd bark and scratch on the door, he might save my whole family's life.
Well, if he didn't come out, he'd be a hot dog.
He would be a hot dog. He could have come out if he's able to.
Yes, you're
a dog. A dog is your best friend. You'll never go back on it. You can spank him a dozen times, and when you say, come on, puppy, he'll always... He's got more sense than other people have.
You can say that again.
Absolutely.
You can say that again. I hope you don't. Are you married?
No, sir, I'm not married.
You're not married?
I'm not married. But I'm a happy...
Why not?
I'm the happiest old bachelor in the state of Iowa.
You enjoy being a bachelor?
Do I ever enjoy? If I wasn't an old bachelor, I couldn't be in California now. I'd have to be down in Iowa taking maybe dictation from my wife, but I have no wife.
What do you do? Take dictation from the dog?
No, he doesn't take me either.
Well, do you have a lot of fun as a bachelor?
I have more fun than any man in the United States. I do, for a fact.
Well, how is that? Do you take all your corn and distill it?
I don't even drink, Mr. Mark, but I do what I do.
You don't drink?
I don't drink, cuss, swear, or even run women. But my pleasure...
What do you mean, run women? You don't run women, you run cattle.
Yeah. That's a fellow chasing. That's a fellow chasing. I don't do that.
You don't chase women? Don't they have no attraction for you?
Well, I would say just no attraction, but I never hooked up with one. I love them all, but I never hooked up with one. In fact, I never want to be under a woman's thumb. I want to be my own boss. And I want to keep it that way. I've done it for 54 years, and I believe I can try a little longer. But listen, if I ever do get married, I'm going to stick with it for life. I ain't going to do like some of you folks. The first thing you know, when you get married to a half a dozen women, it'll be your kids and my kids fighting our kids.
If you don't get married soon, you won't have any kids.
They always say there's one and only Groucho Marx, so you're a very good sport. I'm the only one and only Louis Menke in the state of Iowa.
I admire you, Louis.
We'll keep it that way, Groucho.
He's got an answer for everything, huh? Doesn't always add up, but it's an answer. Don't you're a dog show judge, is that's right?
Yes. Yeah.
I may have a question to ask you later about a certain gay dog that I know. What kind of dog do you judge? Four-legged or two-legged?
Well, I judge the four-legged kind. I judge all of the hounds in the...
Four-legged or two-legged? Eh?
Four-legged ones. Mm-hmm. Afghans, beagles, bloodhounds, borzois, whippets, those that are in the hounds mostly.
Well, pretend we're at a dog show, Donya, and you're about to judge a bloodhound. What is the first thing you do? You see if he's anemic?
No. After the dogs come in and parade around the ring and stand for your judgment, I look at the teeth, and then I look at the wrinkles in the dog's head and see if it has a dip behind its withers so that its back doesn't grow.
I beg your pardon? What was that? Do you see if it has a dip behind its withers? Do you understand this, Louis?
It's all Latin to me. I don't know much about dogs, no. We have one dog, but he's just a mutt. He's just a dog.
But does he have a dip behind his withers?
I wouldn't know anything about the dip, no.
Mrs. Klein, I happened to read a piece in a recent issue of Coronet magazine called Dogs Are Dumb. Did you read that?
Yes, I certainly did.
And do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with it, because the man asked the dogs to drop little round balls and square holes and do a lot of kindergarten stuff that dogs are not inclined for. And if the man who wrote this article knew anything about dogs, he wouldn't say that they're dumb, because I'd like to send the man down into a badger hole and see what he could do with a badger. That's what our dachshunds do. And I'd like to see what he could do about retrieving a duck or pointing birds out in the field and a few of the things that dogs really can do. The most wonderful example of intelligence with dogs are the dogs which are trained for seeing eye.
Yes.
And if anyone can say that dogs are dumb and watch one of those seeing eye dogs work, and well, I just can't agree with him at all.
In other words, you see it all getting
well, Louis, tell us about your farm in Iowa. What kind of a farm is it?
Well, it's a stock farm. It's mostly cattle and hogs is the main goal. We raise corn and beans and oats and a little wheat for the chickens and alfalfa.
Is there money in farming?
Well, if there wasn't, I wouldn't be here today.
Where would you be?
Well, I'd probably be out working every day.
You don't regard that as work?
Well, sure it's work, but I'll tell you why we have a farm has over most city people. I'll tell you why. If I want to work 24 hours, I can work 24 hours. If you want to punch a clock for 8 hours and you miss an hour or so in the morning, you're out. But if I oversleep, I can work an hour over in the evening, I can make it up. If I have a rainy day, I can go to town all day. When it gets good, I can work 2 days in one. I got to go with you. I'd put you in the factory, Mr. Marks, and you run on the machine.
Not so loud. My sponsor's library.
Yeah. Well, I'm supposed to be sponsored. I got the floor now.
Well, I do, huh? Well, how about a bride, Louis?
A bride?
Do you have any ideas on what you'd like?
Well,
you
I'll
get
you.
Married?
Yes, sir. I like a little beauty, but beauty's only skin deep, and the other fellow says, for Lord's sake, skinner. But we'll not do that tonight. Some people try to live on love. They try that for about 6 months. They find out that doesn't work. But we have a sign in a little restaurant down home that says, if your wife can't cook, don't divorce her. Keep her for a pet and eat here. But who wants to keep her for a pet?
Well, you're sort of a Cracker Barrel philosopher, aren't you?
More truth than poetry. Last week, there was a couple had a bunch of kids going to school, and one little kid said, I don't like your daddy. He says, why? He said, because he drinks. He said, how do you know? He said, we had him last year.
And who knows who'll get him next year?
your guess is as good as mine.
It's been a delightful experience talking to you two. Now it's time to play your bet your life. Mm-hmm. We start you off with a bankroll of $100 and you try to increase it.
In the race for the $1,500, Mr. and Mrs. Bob Mathias are still leading with $255.
Let's see how much money you can make. You selected the animal kingdom. And remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Mm-hmm. Are you ready? You can start off with anything you want.
Well, you were worried about starting too high, so we'll start at about $60.
$60. What kind of an animal is a Clydesdale?
That's a horse.
That's a horse, is correct. Huh?
Real Willie T.
Well, your bankroll is now $160.
Now, what do you want to try?
You want to go up or down?
Well, it's up to you.
Well, I thought you didn't want any women to rule your life.
Age before beauty. Age before beauty.
$50. All right, we'll say $50. $50. What is the name of the huge vulture of the South American Andes? It is one of the largest birds that flies.
Oh, that's...
Talk it over. Part of the vulture family.
Pelican?
No, that's not a vulture.
No, it's a condor. C-O-N-D-O-R.
Well, you lost half your bankroll. You now have $80.
All right, now what do you want to try?
You better take 70 or 80.
Yeah, let's get 70.
All right.
All right. What is the science of ornithology? Talk it over.
Birds.
Study of birds is right.
You now have $150.
And it's your last chance to beat the other couples. You can quit or you can proceed.
Let's take $90.
All right.
$90. What kind of animals live in warrens?
In where?
Warrens. W-A-R-R-E-N-S.
Those aren't there.
Talk it over.
What
are
they? Mm-hmm. Some of them are better. Wrens.
No, you should have known this, Louis. It's rabbits.
and you wind up with one half your bankroll, so you have $75.
Thanks, and good luck with the total Plymouth deal.
That means, Groucho, that Mr. and Mrs. Bob Mathias, with $255 in just 1 minute, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question. Ladies and gentlemen, this is National Safety Month. Can you see, steer, stop safely? If not, check your car. Check accidents. With a busy driving season here, now is the time to check your car. Be safe by driving a safe car. Last year, over 1 million people were killed and injured in needless automobile accidents. A good percentage of these accidents would have been avoided if the car owners had taken a small amount of time to have their cars checked. And to make sure your car gets a complete safety checkup, there's no better place to take it than to a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. His factory-trained mechanics will go over every part of your car that can affect your safety to make sure they are all in perfect working order. Wheels, brakes, headlights, tires, steering, windshield wipers, glass, horn, muffler, taillights. Everything you need for safe driving. You'll be surprised how little time and money it takes to keep you and your family safe on the highways. Remember, to be a safe driver, you must be able to see, steer, stop safely. Check your car. Check accidents. Stop in where you see the sign of better service, the friendly sign of your DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And here's the winning couple, Groucho. Mr. and Mrs. Bob Mathias, all set for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,500 question.
Here we go for $1,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully, please, no help in the audience. In the last presidential election, Adlai Stevenson ran on the Democratic ticket. For $1,500, who was his running mate? Talk it over. You got 15 seconds. What's the answer you two decided upon?
No, I know he's from Alabama, Southern State.
Well, it's John Sparkman.
Oh.
So that means the big question next week will be worth $2,000. Well, you lost the big money, but how much did they win the quiz, George?
$255 in the
quiz.
Well,
congratulations and thanks to both of you and to all of our contestants on the show tonight.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night for the Groucho Marx Show. And don't miss Groucho on television. Also brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks. And remember, just be sure to see the DeSoto Automatic.
DeSoto Plymouth Dealers salute the great state of Michigan during Michigan Week. Vacation in Michigan, the water wonderland, this summer. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces throughout the world.